Moving on, Israeli and U.S. officials are discussing a surge in advanced American military aid. The two sides are working on a new 10-year military aid package. The new agreement would extend through 2027. The White House currently gives $30 billion in aid in taxpayer money to Tel Aviv under a pact signed in 2007. The new package, which includes Israel's military modernization needs, is focusing on a full spectrum of Israeli concerns. The move is also said to be aimed at ensuring Israel's military superiority with regard to regional countries which receive U.S. aid. Washington also gives billions of dollars in American taxpayer money to Israel each year in the form of economic aid. Though the U.S. has been trying to cope with an economic downturn of its own in the past years, the aid to Israel has not been downsized. Nell Burton is our correspondent with me now live from Ramallah with the latest. So, Nell, we're hearing this military aid has a lot to do with Israel's concerns, what it calls its security concerns. What exactly are they, and what else do you know about this military aid and what it includes?
Yes, of course. Now, Israel's excuse is for their concerns,
especially, as they say, the adversaries within the Middle Eastern region, and this includes Egypt and it includes Syria. So their main, as they say, their main security concern is, you know, with other countries in the region and the chance of instability, you know, in order to maintain their own security. But the question is, you know, their security at what cost? And, you know, what is their interest in Syria? What is their interest in Egypt? Now, you know, Israel's, you know, predominant interest is, you know, to maintain, you know, Israel as a Jewish state, you know, predominantly as a Jewish state. Now, America are already funding them $30 billion, you know, dollars, and now they're looking towards, you know, a 10-year plan up to 2027, you know, in order to give them more aid. And, you know, this maintains U.S. interests, you know, as we know, you know, the U.S. has allied, you know, with Israel. They're one of the main alliances. And it's for them to maintain their own stronghold, you know, within the Middle East and keep some form of control, you know, over what's happening in Egypt, over what's happening in Syria. And, you know, also, you know, their main interest is Palestine. But once again, I go back to what costs. At the moment, you know, Israel are taking over 70,000 dunams of land in the Negev. Now, this is going to displace 30,000 Palestinian Bedouins in order for them to build new settlements, but also to build new military, you know, bases in the Negev. So part of this funding is going to go towards, you know, new military training and new units in a place that's going to disperse the full Palestinian population, which is going to be the second largest ethnic cleansing since 1948. You know, inside of, you know, the south, what is now the south of Israel, but once again, it's displacing Palestinians. So, you know, the main question is, while Israel, you know, are continuing these so-called peace talks, the so-called negotiations with Palestinians, they're also advertising settlements and to establish, you know, new military units. Now, while the U.S. say that they're playing, that they're maintaining, you know, a mediatory role, you know, within these, you know, so-called negotiations, at the same time they're looking at funding new military, which is continuing the ethnic cleansing in Palestine.
Thank you very much. Nell Burton, our correspondent in Ramallah, there for us with all the latest.